Welcome to Random Bible Thoughts with Russ, the Moment in the Word. Tonight's Moment in the Word comes from a study I'm doing titled, Who Do You Say That I Am? Who Do You Say That I Am? So, I'm going to be reading from John, the first couple of verses in John, 1 John. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him, not anything made that was made. Here's a good tongue twister. In Him was life, and the light was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. Alright. So in the beginning, He was in the beginning with God. In the beginning, imagine there's some sort of debate on this, because God has no beginning. He Himself has no beginning. Christ has no beginning, and I'll get to that here in a moment. And the Holy Spirit has no beginning. They're the Trinity. They're all one. They've all always existed. So in the beginning, what's it mean? Well, it kind of references back to, It goes back to Genesis. In the beginning, God created. The beginning of what? Well, the beginning of time here on earth. The beginning of the earth. That's kind of how I take it. Because God has always existed. So in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. And all things made through Him, without Him, was not anything made that was made. So here we have the Word. The Word was with God. The Word is God. The Word created. So if the Word created, it tells us right here that the Word is God. Not a God as a particular cultic Christian cult. They call them Christian cult because they claim to be Christian, but terminology they put in to the words of God's word, it's not correct. They changed the Greek to make it a God. Well, there's only one God. He's a triune God. He's three, but He is one. And one of these days I'll do something about that. Try to explain the Trinity more so. But the Word was with God from the beginning, from the start of time. He was always with God. He's always been present with God. And He is God. So, you know, who is this Word? Who is this Word? I believe verse 14 identifies. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen His glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. The only Son from the Father. So therefore, Jesus, He's God's only Son. He's the second person of the Trinity. He is the Word. Let's see if I can find it here. Oh, here we go. And this talks about Christ even more so here. This is Romans 8, 1 and following. I'm not sure how far I'll go with this one. There is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ. Who are in Christ. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law weakened by the flesh could not do. By sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin He condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Then it goes on, talks about the Spirit indwelling you, being with you. So here we have, the Word is God. Verse 14 says, the Word became flesh. And we know that the Word, it's speaking of Christ, and here in Romans we have that Christ became sinful flesh in order to die for our sins. The word is logos, that's the divine expression, God revealed. It's from the beginning, all eternity, it's always been. Let me see. He created all things, and there's other verses that say that. I have Psalms. I'm not going to use that because I don't know. My notes here are kind of scribbly, so I really can't see them. Like I said, the moment in the Word is supposed to be just that, a moment in the Word, not a lifelong. Let's see, what's 4, verse 4 say? In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Jesus is the resurrection of the life. I am the light of the world. Believe in me, and you will not walk into darkness. Let me see if I can't get that verse here clearly. Yeah, I like doing a moment of words. It's kind of an off-the-cuff thing. I don't do a whole lot of study with it. I just do it. Just do it. And Jesus spoke to them, saying, oh, this is John 8:1. Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Okay, so what's John 1:1 say, or John 1:4? In Him was life, and the light was the light of men. The light shines in darkness, and darkness has not overcome it. Jesus is the light of the world. If we walk in Him, the darkness will not prevail. Satan will not prevail. We may die eventually. We may die in a car accident, but if we got Christ, we have life. Light of the world. So anyways, just wanted to share those few verses. Said I'm doing an in-depth study, and in my study I will go more into this as I'm doing it. And tomorrow we'll just read some more verses here out of John. Just see what it has to say. See what it says to you. See what it says to me. Hear what I tell you what it says, although I didn't word that really quite right. I'm telling you what it says to me, not I'm just telling you what it says to me. You know, you can take it for what you want, and I guess that will be today's moment in the Word. Yeah, if you like my videos, please subscribe, give me a like. If you like my podcast, you can see my videos on Random Bible Thoughts with Russ on YouTube, and you can hear my podcast on Spotify, Random Bible Thoughts with Russ, and many other podcast platforms. Just search Random Bible Thoughts with Russ. May you have a wonderful evening. God bless.